So we got four lines down and two dots. The Gemara starts as follows. Tanya. The Baraita says, Tanya, Abba ben Yamin Omer il Mole nitna rishus la'ayin liros, ein kalbriya yechol la'amma b'nei ha-mazikin. Had Kadosh Baruch Hu given one the ability to see all the various mazikin around, a person wouldn't be able to last mentally from the fear of all that which surrounds him, all the various mazikin that are around the person. So Amar Abai says, Inu nafshi minayin, they're more of the mazikin than us, than people. V'kai malana kikasa de ugya, and they surround us, like Rashi explains, like little furrows around different trees. That's they're surrounding us. We have just have no idea. So had we known this, it'd be we wouldn't be able to function properly. So Amar Rav Huna says further, kol chad v'chad minan, each one of these mazikin alpha mismala ribisa each one of us alpha mismala ribasa miyamina. There's 1,000 on our left and there are 10,000 on our right. We're surrounded by these mazikin. So Amar Rabba says further, Hai duch kodahavi bekala. When a person feels a certain level of pressure or pushing, or perhaps a person's claustrophobic, he's losing, feels some type of pressure in an area of yarchi kala, of a shir, minayu havi. That pressure you're feeling, that's from these mazikim that are present. Because now you have 100 people in a room, you have now thousands upon thousands of mazikim there that are causing this pressure. Honey, birkai, deshali, when a person's knees begin to get tired, minayo, that comes from the mazikin as well. Honey, mani, dirabanan, debalu, chachamims, when the clothing begins to wear off, that's also from the mazikin are putting pressure and constantly running around the tamidi chachamim. Milchufya, ditu, that comes from them rubbing up and down the clothing of the rabbanim. Honey, kari, dimnachfan, people's legs sometimes become like bent in such a way, that's now, that also is caused by the mazikin. So we see the mazikin cause all types of physical pains from their presence. So hai man, debay, lemay, de lehuv. You want to know, you want to see them, you want to be aware of them that are around you. What a person should do is laisi kitma nehila. You should bring some ash, and v'nahadar apuraria, and spread it around your bed, outside in the bed around your bed. And v'tafra chazik kikari de tanagol. In the morning, you're going to see some footprints that look like the legs of chickens. That tells you that they're going to be there.
You think
you're
talking
today? Hi, man. The bailemichsen. Those who want to see it, the Gemara says, you want to see them? You want to, the first case where you know that they're there. You just see the footprints they lift. You want to actually see them? So do the following. Laisi shilyasa de shunarsa. You should take a shilya of a amniotic sac of a vlad of a cat. And ukamta bas ukamta, black cat, the offspring of another black cat, buchrasa bas buchrasa, the firstborn, the offspring of another firstborn, v'liklei benura, and you should burn it, and v'lishchake, and you should then grind it into ashes, v'livnei einei minai, and you should put in your eyes, v'chadilu, then you're going to see the various mazikin that surround us. V'lishadi begufsa de parzala, and you should place the rest of the ashes in some type of little pipe, and you should seal it off with some type of brass covering. Dilma ganvi mina, because maybe their mazikin will steal the ashes away. So v'lachtem pumya kiecha de lo litche, and they should close it up and shut it up. This way, close up the little tube so they don't damage. Okay, some interesting sugyas. So Rabbi Bar Abai Avid Hachi, once Rabbi did this in Chazi v'Yitzchak, he saw it and he got very dained. He got injured by this. And by Rabban Rachmei Alai Vitase, and Rabban Davin that he'd be healthy, and then he was healthy. Okay, back to other stuff. Satani.
What's the purpose of seeing them?
Proof
that
they're there.
Yeah.
They're there for what?
Yeah.
I'm
not sure. Tanya, Abba Binyamin Omer, ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas ela beveis hakanes. The person only, his tefillah is only answered when he's in the shul. Shenemar says, l'shemoa el harina ve'atfina. Hashem listens to the Rina, he listens to the Tila. Malkum Rina, Sham Teish Tila. Where you sing, that's where you should daven. What's Rina? So the Sfas Emes has a few different interpretations. One interpretation is, he says that Rina is when you have a Tzibur davening. So when you have a Tzibur davening, that's a Rina, that's an orchi, that's a whole, a whole choir of people singing. So that's the Rina. So in the place of Rina, that's where your Tila will be entered. That's one shot of the Sfas Emes. Another shot, he says, in Rina is meaning Lasha Haramas Kol. When you daven loudly, that's the Makom Rina. So that's where your Tila is going to be answered as well. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav and Bar Rav Adam, Rav Yitzchak, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Matu Beveis Knesset. How do we know that Hashem is present in Shul? We know He's always present, but there's more presence, or there's at least more, we sense the presence more in the Beis Knesset. Shenemar, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adaskel. Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stands in the Adaskel. And the Adaskel, the Eda, is a source of Minyan. We need 10 people for Minyan. When there's an Eda, when there's a Minyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands there as well. How do you know when 10 people daven, even if it's outside of shul, but you're davening, I don't know, you're going up to the country, you're davening on the side of the road, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well with a minion. Shenemar Elokim Nitza Ba'adaskel. Doesn't say daven in a Beis Knesset. It's certainly in a Beis Knesset, but even a person has a minion elsewhere, that's also going to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence will be there. How do you know when three people are sitting down for a din Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Shekhinah is there among them? Shenemar says, "Bekerav Elokim Yishbot." Then a person's involved in Mishpat, a person's involved in Bezdin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekerav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well. Uminayin l'shnayim sheyoshim v'yoskim b'torah sheshchinei mam. How do you know when two people are sitting and learning? Chavrusa. She had that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well. Shenemar, it says, Oz nidberu, yira Hashem, isha reyeu v'yakshiv Hashem. When isha reyeu, when people are speaking Hashem's word, v'yikshiv Hashem, Hashem is there, he's listening. So my, what does it mean with the pasuk at the end of that pasuk Malachi we just quoted, which says in the end, ulechoshrei shemo, but the pasuk concludes, it says, oz nidberu yir Hashem, isha reyeu, v'yakshiv Hashem. And then it says, v'yishma v'yikasev sefer zikaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears and he writes the sefer zikaron, lefanav, liyirei Hashem v'lechoshrei shemo, those who fear Hashem, and also to those who think of his name. What's choshrei shemo mean? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, choshev adam la'asos mitzvah v'nenas, a person wants to do a mitzvah, but he was nenes. Something stopped him from doing it. So then the Torah considers it as if he actually performed the mitzvah. This happens to be a very important line. There's a piece of Yosef Engel in Asrin Deraisa. He talks about the following din. There's onus rachmana patre. When a person does something wrong, an aveira, and he was forced to, or she was forced into doing the aveira, ulanas lo sasa davar. If a woman is nenes, she's raped. So she's not held accountable, even though she might be married. She's nenas. It's lenara lo sasa davar. Nothing was done to her. So he wants to know, okay, for regarding an aveira, when a person did an aveira, onus rachmana patre. But let's say a person does a mitzvah, he wants a mitzvah, but if he was nenas and couldn't do the mitzvah, do we view that as if he fulfilled the mitzvah in the opposite way? So based on this gemara, it's very clear that when a person wanted to do a mitzvah, he was nenas, it's kilu asat, as if he actually did the mitzvah. So he talks about this this particular inyan. He's actually mechalik between a mitzvah bein adam lechaverom versus mitzvah bein adam lemakom. So for example, just giving an example, if I want to do biker cholim, I didn't have a chance to, so it's not a mitzvah because the guy was never, no one, I didn't visit him. So there's no kilu, I was mechalik the mitzvah. If I want to do a mitzvah wearing tefillin and I was nenas, so because Baruch Hu says, I kilu asat. So there's a chilik between bein adam lechaverom, bein adam lemakom. Right. So the question, how much do we view that in halacha being relevant? So then the Gemara says, "Minayin shafila echad sheyoshiv veosik b'torah sheshchina imo." How do you know if one person is learning by himself that even there the Shechina is present? Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Bechol amokum asher askia shmi avoy lecha uvrachticha." Wherever you mention my name, askia shmi, I will be present and I will give you a bracha. The Gemara says, "V'chi ma'achar dafilu chad." So now that we've established, even when one person learns by himself, the Shekhinah is present, so why does he have to mention when two people, and three people, and 10 people? Akav HaChomer, Hashem is here when I'm by myself, certainly when there are two people learning, and so on. So Gemara says, because Trey Mikasvan Milayu, B'Sefer Zichronos, Chad Lo Mikhsav Milayu, B'Sefer Zichronos. When you and I learn together, B'Chavusa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes down the Sefer Zichronos that we learned. When I learn by myself, it's not written in Sefer Zichronos. What that means, of course, it's written, but I'm not sure the different levels of how things are written down. But it's not as well documented. But the Meiri says no. Sefer Zichronos doesn't mean how Kadosh Baruch Hu writes down my actions. Of course, I get reminded whenever I do a mitzvah, b'yichidi or b'charusa, Hashem writes down, I learned Torah for an hour. What it means is how it gets written in my memory. How do I remember things? So if I learn by myself, okay, if I learn with you, we're talking it out, we're fighting about it, that's going to create a greater zikaron in my mind. That's the shot according to the Meiri.
So how are we going for skipping? You said first, Zinayim Asor, that was still meant in the following. Then we go down to the Echo, that's still meant learning Torah.
In Echanami. Yeah, different things. So one's Tefillah and some Torah. In Echanami. So then the Gemara says, V'chim Achad Afilu Trey, now we establish when two people are present. So then the Shekhinah is there. Philosophy bide, we need to know when three people are learning a Din Torah, which itself is a kim of Limud Torah, that the Shekhinah is certainly there. So now the same, what would I have thought? Dina, Shlama, Baalma, who, that maybe when the guy's giving a Psak Din, he's giving a Din Torah, it's not Limud Torah, that's just Shalom, they're bringing Shalom between two people who are fighting. V'lo'asya shechina, shechina won't be present. It's not called limud haTorah. Kamash v'lon, didini nami haynu Torah. When we are passing a shayla, when we're doing a gemara din, that's actually called Torah. The Soveitchik has a beautiful piece. He says, there's a difference between a bezdin shel shlosha versus bezdin shel chav gimel. Bezdin of 23 is a capital punishment, and bezdin of 3 is a financial monetary dispute, for the most part. So he says, when it comes to capital punishment, you're judging the individual. You're judging the person, whether he's chayv or pater, whether he's going to get misa or not misa. When it comes to bezdin shel gimel, the Rav Soloveitchik's understanding was, the two parties are completely uninvolved. You're learning a sugya of what happens in a case when this guy claims that, that guy claims this. You're learning, and then when you figure out what the answer is, then you apply it to the two individuals. So when three people are sitting, it's actually just fighting in limud haTorah, and it's not about the individuals until afterwards when you apply the actual din. So that's what the Gemara says. When people are sitting down, it's not just shalom bias between the two parties. It's actually a din of limud haTorah, and then afterwards you just plug it into the particular case. So then the Gemara says, V'chi me'achar, de'afil tlasa. So now that we establish when three people are sitting and learning in a chabura, the Shekhinah is there. Asami boy, when 10 people are there, it's still a very good point from Ezra. 10 people are davening, that we have to know the Shekhinah is there. Of course the Shekhinah is going to be there if there's the minute people davening. So Gemara says, when it comes to Asara, 10 people davening, Kadma Shekhinah v'asya. Tlasa adi yaseh. When there's a minion, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, knows what's going to happen. So we have 10 people here, almost, I think we do, yeah? So Shekhinah was here before we got here, because he knew 10 people were going to be here learning and davening. When it comes to 3 people learning, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, once you guys get there, then I'll join you. But before, I'm not going to beat you guys to that place. That's the difference. When the Shekhinah is there first, when the Shekhinah comes afterwards. The Gemara then says, Amar v'Avin bar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Minayin she Kadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. How you know Hashem wears tefillin? Of course, this is not meant to be taken literally. Shenamar nishba Hashem biyimino v'zra uza. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the shul with his right hand, and his left hand is his uza. What does that mean? Biyimino zo Torah. The reference of his right hand is not a right hand. Hashem doesn't have a right hand or a right arm. It's a metaphor for the Torah. Shenamar miyimino eish das lama. That the eish das, the fire of Torah, comes from the right side of Hashem. So yimino is the Torah. And when it says v'zra uza elutzun, shenamar Hashem oza amo yitain. Hashem's greatness is in we'll see in a second which tefillin is referred to in a second, but the reference to the tefillin is the oz of the Hashem's the strength. Uminayin to tefillin oz, who says tefillin represents the oz and strength? Heim Lisro. How do we know this? Tichsiv, the ro kla'amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha, the world's going to see Hashem's name is called upon you, the yarwi mecha, they're going to fear you. So what do they fear? What are they so scared of? V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGad Omer, Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh. The reference to Tefillin Shebarosh, that when they see it, they're going to fear Hashem's name. So take a look at Tosos from the side here, Eilu Tefillin Shebarosh. Rashi said, Tosos writes, the Fisha Yesh Ben Rov Shem Shel Shaka. We know that the Shin Dal Yud on the various parts of the Tefillin. So on the Shebarosh, we have a Shin on the Shebarosh, and there's a Dal in the back here. So since they see the Rov, the majority of Hashem's name of Shakai, Ksuba Bekemet Shebebatim, so they get very, very scared. The Dal is in Ritziros, so that's why that's what's so fearful of the Tefillin Shebarosh. The Tosas takes the issue with his pshat. The Tosas writes for Tema. Mishabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos Perek B'Memalikin, the Kamar Minamosar Minamutim Beficha Lo Mapik Ritziros Mitaros Hashem Beficha. So the Gemara, it sounds like the Ritziros are not part of the Shem Hashem. On the box of that Shin we could count, but the Ritziros are no real kedusha to the Ritziros. And he says further, the Ode, the Perek Basid the Megillah, Kari the Ritziros, Tashmishi Kedusha Balma. There's Kedusha, and there's Tashmishi Kedusha. So Kedusha are the Ksav inside my tefillin, and the Tashmishi is their chefs, but it's not Kedusha. I mean, in other words, the Dalet here is not a Dalet for Shem Hashem, it's not Kedusha, it's only Tashmishi Kedusha. So there's no Shem Hashem really to speak of on the tefillin Shirosh according to Tosos. How that works out with other Gemaras is not for now, but he says there's no, it's not the Shem Hashem that scares him. What scares them? Ela Yishlomar, Ela Tefillin Shebarosh, Lefishein Begavol Shebarosh, because it's like a crown. It's on the top of the head. It's just like a scary thing. V'nir and Deshayach Viro, you scare, it's scary because you don't know what it is. But Tefillin Sheyad, Mechusim, but you cover the Tefillin Sheyad, and therefore that's not so scary. But according to Tosafot, it's not about the Shem Hashem, it's just that it's apparent, it's visible, while the Tefillin Shayad is not visible. So that's a machlokas, how you view the Dalet on the Ritziros, is that part of the Shem Hashem, or it's not really part of the Shem Hashem? The Gemara now says, Vayter, Amr Le Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya Bar Abin, Honey Tefillin Demari Alma Maksibu, he want to know, what's inside the Tefillin of Hashem? What does that mean? So Amr Le, he says, Mik Amcha Yisrael Goyachad Baretz, that's what's written. Who's as great as my nation? Hashem praises us? That's a weird thing. He praises the Klal Yisrael? And he does. Hashem praises Klal Yisrael. Dichsiv es Hashem hamarta yom, v'Hashem hamircha yom, that we speak about Hashem, Hashem speaks about us, we have this beautiful relationship with Him. And Amar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Atam asi suni chativa achas b'om, you made me into a singular being in the world, ani es eschem chativa achas b'om, I'm going to make you a singular entity in the world. Atam asi suni chativa achas b'om, how do we see we made Hashem into a one? Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ani esetchem chativa achas b'om, I'm going to make you into one singular entity. Shenemar tezen divrei yomim u'mikam Klal Yisrael goy echad b'aretz. We have this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu where we say He's great, He says we're great, beautiful. So Amar Le Rav Acha Berei the Rav Ashi Tinach Bechad Besa B'Shar Batimai. So He answered only one, but we know there are four batim, there are four parashios in Tefillin. So what are the three other parashios of Hashem's Tefillin? So Amar Le Ki Mi Goy Gadol U'Mi Goy Gadol Ashrecha Yisrael, Oha Nisa Elokim, Ulisitcha Elyon. So we just listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more. So now we're totaling 6. Ask the Gemara, those are 6 psukim of praising Klal Yisrael. Ihachi, Nafishalu Tuvi Batim. Now he's got 6 batim. We only have 4 batim. What's going on here? Ella, Ki Mi Goy Gadol, Mi Goy Gadol, Didamin Lahadadi Bechad Beis. So they put those together in one bias of Sharosh. Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikam Yisrael are also Bechad Beis. So that's the O's combined in one. And Ohanisa Elokim is Bechad Beisa, Ulusitcha Elyon is another Bechad Beisa, that covers the 4 parashios of Hashem. Now, the Kula, the Ktiv, Adrayu, and all of them are written in one parsha. We know in the Tzilin Shayad is all one parsha, 4 parshas, but one klaf, so in the Shayad it's all one klaf, on the Sharosh there are 4 different parshios. Now what does it even mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu wears Tzilin? We don't really know what that means, but Rav Tzadok, what he writes, Rav Tzadok writes, I've shared this once in Shul, that he says, the Yushami says that Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps all the mitzvahs in the Torah. He keeps Shabbos, he keeps Tzilin, we're going to see the Gemara Brachos later on, he davens. So what's the need? So he writes, Reb Tzadok writes, so just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu had to say something to create the world, to create the you know, Yom V'Laila, or V'Choshech, Hashem had to say something. So in order to create mitzvahs, Hashem has to do something to create a mitzvah. How does Hashem create a mitzvah? By Hashem performing the mitzvah of wearing Tzilin, He created the concept of Tzilin. By Hashem keeping Shabbos, by Chul HaShemayim V'Arz V'Chol Tzvam, Hashem stopped working, He created the concept of Shabbos. So He had to do the mitzvah just one time to create that chefstuk of a mitzvah. The Gemara now says top line of Amud Beis here. Amar Rabin bar Rav Adam, Rav Yitzchak Kol HaRagil, Lavo LeBeis Knesset, V'Lovao V'Yom Echad, a person who comes irregularly to the Beis Knesset and one day doesn't show up, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashallah, Bo, he starts asking around, what happened to the guy? Where's Reuven today? Where's Shimon? Shenemar, Mi Vachem Yir Hashem, Shomea B'Kol Abdo, Asheholach Chashechim, Vei Nogolo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu begins to inquire where this person, Hashem, heard their voice, and now he doesn't know, it went silent. He doesn't know where they were. What?
Yes,
no, he doesn't ask. He asks where. He doesn't ask. You know, he knows. But whatever that means, he begins to inquire and why the person didn't show up. Same with Dvar Mitzvah Halach. No, if he went to do Dvar Mitzvah, he went to do Bikur Cholim, whatever the Mitzvah Hachnas Orchim. Okay, so then that's no Gelo. The light of the Mitzvah is still there. It doesn't go dark. But if he goes in with Dvar Rishus Halach, he goes for, I don't know, for a jog, and he misses the Minyan, then a no Gelo. Then there's no light of the Torah in the Mitzvah. He doesn't get a light. Yiftach b'Hashem Hashem v'Shem Hashem. One should trust in Hashem. The guy's going out to work early in the morning and skipping davening, skipping a minyan. My time, b'Shem d'Havle liftach b'Hashem. The Pasuk says he should trust in Hashem. That you go to davening and trust Hashem will give you business. So then he should v'lo batach. And the guy missed davening to make a meeting. So that guy doesn't trust Hashem. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Shasher Kadosh Baruch Hu Baba Beis Knesset v'lo matzah b'asara. Hashem shows up to Shul and he doesn't find a minion there. Miyad hu kohes, he gets very angry. Shenemar, he says, Madua basi vein ish, I come here and there's no man, we're missing a minion. The karasi vein onam, I'm calling but no one's answering me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets very, very angry when a minion doesn't show up. So Amar v'chelba, Amar v'ahuna, koa, koveh makom l'tfilaso. Person is koveh makom, el kavram, v'ezer, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the God of Avram will be in his, will help him out. How do we know what's the connection of Avram to kviyas makom? Kuk shemes. When he dies, Omrim Lo, we say, Ianav Yichasid, the guy who's Kovei Makom, what a humble guy, what a chasid, Mitamido Sha Avram Avinu, comes from the students of Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu, Minolan de Kovei Makom, who says Avram ever established a Makom Tzvila, Makom Kavua? So it says, Vayashim Avram Aboki, Dichsi Vayashim Avram Aboki, he woke up in the morning, Ela Makom Asher Al Matram, he went to the place where he stood earlier, the same exact place he davened the other days where he davened today. There's a passing in Parshas Vayera. V'ein amid el tefila, shenemar v'yamod Pinchas v'yifalel, that Pinchas davened, So Lashon of Yamod Amida is so he went to daven the same place. Now this, I don't have to say this to you guys, but of course it means you shouldn't kick a person out of your makom kavua. That undermines everything. There has to be, of course, derech eretz involved. So a guy does have a makom kavua and it's available, he should go daven the makom kavua, but never should a person kick someone out of their makom kavua.
Also, it's Arba Amos, right?
Arba, that's an extension. Arba Amos also counts as well.
So you don't have to kick out.
Exactly.
Next
right. So the Gemara said you'll get more schar for the tchila by not kicking the guy out and not in your makom, then kicking the guy out to sit in your makom kavu. So Amr of Chelba, Amr of Huna, Hayotzi mi beis hakenes, the guy who leaves the shul, al yafsi psia gas, the guy shouldn't take big steps and run away as if like the davening was a burden. You should walk benachas as if you feel bad you're leaving shul, but you have to go on to make a parnasana. So Amr Abai says, "Lo Amr Nelu LeMeipak. It's only true when leaving of Al Meil, but to go to Shul Mitzvah LeMar Mirha. There's a mitzvah to run. You should run after a mitzvah. Shenamar V'Nir Defan the Das of Hashem. You should chase after knowing Hashem." So Amr Bezeira writes, he says, "Meresh Ki Ava Chazino LeRabbanon DeKarai Tel Pirka B'Shabasa." Initially, when I saw that different Talmidim would run to Shul to hear Joshua, Amina Kamechal YeRabbanon Shabasa. You're not supposed to run on Shabbos. You're sweating. You Mechal Shabbos. Don't run. But came in the Shemana Laha, once I heard the statement, the Rabbi Tanchum, Amr Rabbi Shuban Levi, the Olam Yorat Adam Ledvar Halacha, Vafil B'Shabbos, a person should always go to a Halacha or to run to a mitzvah, even if it's on Shabbos, Shenamar Achari Hashem Yelchu, Ka'ari Yishag, you should seek Hashem like a lion runs after his prey. So then I said, Ananami Rahit, and I started to run on Shabbos as well to go hear the Joshua. So Amr Rabbi Zera says, Agur de Pirka Rata. In fact, he says, the schar one gets for running to a shir is the running. Running to shir is the ikar schar. Now, it's a little bit sad why this is. If you take a look at Rashi on the side here, this is on the right side of the page. There's a tosas. On the right side of the page, the outside of the page, Agri de Pirka Rashi says, ikar kibul schar habrius, haratam l'shma drasha, mipichacham, hi schar meruta. So when you run to a shir, that's your schar. What about the shir itself? Why don't I get schar from that? Says Rashi, Sharei Rubam Einon Mevin Lahamid Gir. So most of them don't understand what's going on this year. Ulomar Shmuel Mipi Rabban Lachas Man Shikablu Schar Limud. So maybe today you understood this year. Maybe in an hour you remember this year. But come next week, we don't remember this year anymore. So it comes in, goes out the other year. So you don't get Schar Limud, you only get the Schar Muruta. That's Pshat. Tos Rosh doesn't really like this. It's a little sad for all of us, myself included. He says, no, of course you get the schar, but you get more schar for running as well. You get schar for the shir, and you also get schar for running as well. So you get an additional schar. But not to say you don't have to get schar for the listening. So Rav Soloveitchik used this Rashi actually to prove the point of Torah Shevachsav versus Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shevachsav, the ikar schar is kriya, reading it, reading the psukim. You can read through Chumash all day long, not understand a thing, you get a mitzvah. When it comes to Limud Torah, Gemara Torah Shebal Peh, if you don't understand it, you don't get the schar. Schar of just reading, there's no schar. There's a value to read alone, but you don't get the schar of just kriya of Torah Shabbat Peh. You have to have a yidia in order to get the schar of Limud Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh, based on this Rashi. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amr Abai. Abai says, Agra Dekala Duchka. What schar do you get for going to a big Archei Kala, a big packed in Joshua, and the pushing, the, you know, how uncomfortable you are, the willingness to be there, that's the schar you get. Amr Rava says, I Agra Dishmaisa Svara. When you come to a shir in halacha, the schar is the analytics, the logic, the svar, that's the schar you get. For all the amelis. So, Amr Papa.
Question.
Yeah, so we're running out of time, is it? Yeah. So Amr Papa says, Agra de Beitamya Shtikusa, when you go to Beit Avel, the schar one gets is the silence. So we've all been to shiva calls and we've seen, hopefully we haven't been the ones saying anything that are inappropriate, but the din is you're supposed to go to the shiva call and wait to be called upon by the avel before actually addressing the avel and speaking. No silly questions or silly things you should say there, but shtikusa is the best practice. That's the schar you get for going to Beit Avel. Just being by the person and showing support and saying some nice words of encouragement if it's relevant. Amr Marzucha says, Agra de Tainisa Tzidkasa. You know what the ikata schar is for Tainis? Not the fasting. Yesterday was the Tainis. Did you guys give tzedakah yesterday? The biggest schar of a tainis is actually giving tzedakah. And Tosas writes, I think it's in Megillah, that dafka during mincha time is the time a person should give tzedakah. That's the ikar schar on a tainis. So Amr of Shesha, says further, Agra de haspeda deluya. You know, the ikar schar one gets for eulogizing is deluya, which is in order to just get people to cry, get people to be emotional. And that's the Ikashar. And Amr of Ashi, Agra de Behilula, Mile, the Behilula, it's the words you say. When you dance to the Chasan, that's very nice. But the words of encouragement, the words of advice you give the Chasan Kala, that's the Ikashar, according to Rav Ashi. So Gemara now says, Amar Avuna, Kol Lo HaMispal Achari Beis HaKnes, says those who daven behind shul. So unclear what it means in the back of the shul or being behind outside the shul, but let's assume it means outside the shul right now. Achari Beis HaKnes is behind shul. Nikra Rasha, call it Rasha. The guy can walk 10 feet in, be inside the shul, and say he decides to daven, you know, in the mechitza, even the woman's section, as a nashim. That can be b'chal this as well. Shenamar, Saviv Risham Yitalechun, that they're outside, they're Saviv the Beis Knesset, they're outside the shul, they're Risham. They won't come inside shul. So Amr Abai, Abai says, Lo Amr Ella, De Lo Mahadir Ape Lebe Knesset. It's only true if the guy turns around, he faces outside. But if he's facing towards the direction of everyone else, even though he's in the Ezra Nashim, even though he's outside the shul, that's not so bad. If he's facing the shul, okay, that's not really the end of the world lesson, but he's not really called a Rasha. But if they're davening this way, and he turns his back outside the shul, that guy is called a Rasha. Hahu gavra, there's once a person, the kamatli achori beis knishta, he was davening outside of a shul, but lo mahad rapli beis knishta, he wasn't facing the direction of the shul, his mamash turned it back in the way. Chalaf Eliyahu passed by him, and chazia idamile the kitaya. Eliyahu appeared like an Arab, and amrlai, so Eliyahu says to him, Kadu bar kayamta kame marach. Are you davening to two gods here? Your friend, Tzibor, is davening this way, and you're davening the opposite direction. What are the two different masters of the world here? Shalaf safsare the kale. He took out a sword and killed him. Okay? So don't do that, guys. So Amrle ha'um rabbanan, in a certain time, l'chacham, said l'rabibi bar abaye. Amrle, others say, rabibi l'rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, my kirum zulus livne adam. What does it mean? This is a pasuk we said before where it said, Saviv Risham Yisaleichun, that the Risham are staying outside. They don't like to come inside. So it says at the end of the pasuk, Kurum Zulus Livnei Adam. What does that mean? Amrle, Elu Dvarim She'omdim Beruma She'olam. Rum is high up. The certain matters, which is Tvila, which are things that are Beruma She'olam, which are the higher parts of the world, Livnei Adam Mizalaz and Behen, and people are disgracing it. So the Risham were outside, those who do not take Tvila seriously. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damri Tavaya, both of them say, that kaven shenitzarich adam lebrios. Once a person needs the brios, he needs help. He needs chesed. Upanav mishanas kichrum, and his face turns kichrum, which is like a white. So he's pale. Shenamar krum zulos livni adam, referring to a completely different. Just describing a person who's in great need. So my krum, what's krum mean? It says ki asa ravdimi amar of echad yesh bekarke ayam. There's a certain bird that's in, out there in the sea. Ukrum shemo, it's called krum. The chaven shechamas arachas, when the sun rises, mishapech lekama gvanim, it turns to many different colors and different shades. So so when a person is in need of the help of his friends, he begins to change colors, I guess indicating his need. And Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Damri Tevaya, both of them hold, ki'ilu nidon b'shnei dinam, as if he's getting judged in two different dinam. Meaning, when a person needs the help of friends, so he's judged be'esh, he's judged b'mayim, meaning what? Shenemar, what it means is when a person is in great need of help, so then he's judged by Eish, he's judged by Maim. What does that even mean? I think it's a Rashi here. Rashi says here, Roshenu, the Osnosha Beno. I thought that's more of a Rashi here. So either way, when a person is in great need of his friend, so it's he's judged by both Maim and by Eish. So then the Gemara says, Amr b'chal b'amr b'ravuna, li'olam ye'adam ezar b'tfilas mincha. A person should be very, very careful. If you're going to pick a tefillah to be careful about, make sure it's mincha. Why? Sherei Eliyahu lonana ella b'tfilas mincha. When was Eliyahu answered? It was dafka b'mincha. He was answered, shenemar v'hi ba'alot ha'mincha, v'gash Eliyahu ha'navi v'yomer. This is a reference to the whole fight of Baal, the whole machokas of Baal. The fire came down from Shemaim. He was only answered during mincha, so take mincha very seriously. And Aneni Hashem Aneni, Aneni Shetered Eish Min Hashemayim, Aneni Shelo Yomru Shemaisek Shafimim. So he said, he davened Hashem Aneni, please have fire come down from Shemayim to burn up my kabanos. And second, please make them realize it's not Kishuf, this is real, this is from Hashem, it's not magic. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ach B'tfilas Arvis. He thinks not only Mincha should one take seriously, but even Marv one should take seriously. Shenemar says it by Marv, Tikon Tfilasi Ketaris Lefanecha, let my tefillah be like a ketaris in front of you. Masas kapai minchas erev. The erev tefillah should be like a ketaris. So that's very serious. And finally, Rav Nachman, just to fill everything in here, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar af tefillas shachris. Of course, one should be careful in shachris as well, all three tefillas. Shenemar, it says, Hashem boker tishma fully. Hashem listens to us in the morning. Boker erech lecha v'asabet. We should take all shloshet tefillas very seriously. Gemara now says further, Amar b'chelbo, Amar b'huna, Kol hanana misudas chasim made with samcho, over b'chamisha kolos. Those who go to a chasna and you don't dance, right? You sit down, eat your meal, and you don't dance with the chasna and kala or the chasan. So then you violate five different kolos. Your mezalzel five kolos. What five kolos? Your nemar says by a chasna and kala. Kol chasan, kol simcha, kol chasan, kol kala. Kol omri mehodu as Hashem. So you've just belittled these five kolos in the pasuk of Yirmiyahu. Vim Mesamcha, a person is Mesamech Chachasan, he dances with him, he says words of encouragement and good advice to him. Maschar, what's your reward for doing so? Amri Vishubin Levi, Zochla Torah, you're going to be Zochla Limra to Torah. Shenitna Mechamisha Kolos, that which was given with five blasts of sounds of shofros. Shenamar, it says in Parshas Yisro, when the Torah was given, the Luchos were given to us. Vahiba Yom HaShlishi was the third day, Biyos HaBoker, when they separated for 3 days, then they heard Vahi Kolos Uvrokim, they heard the sound, they heard the thunder, Vanan Kaved Al Ahar, the thickness of the cloud went down in the mountain, Vakol Shofar, they heard the sound of the shofar. So it says Kolos, that's two, it says Kolos twice in the parsha, that's four, and then it says Kol Shofar, that's the fifth time, so it says five Kolos by Har Sinai. So one who is Mesamech, the five Kolos of Achas and Nekala, is Ochel to the five Kolos of Har Sinai. Gemara says Vahi Kol Shofar, it also says, Velkim Yanev Kol. So that's really, so that it totals five. So Gemara says, Eini, is that true? V'aktiv v'chol am romis akol. There's another two, because it's Kol, we have five we mentioned before. But it also says that Kolos, that should be six and seven, and another two Kolos, not five. Gemara says, Osim Kolos, Dekol the Matan Torah Havu. So we're only being Osik in the five, the first two that we're referring to, were preceded Har Sinai. That wasn't part of the calculation. We're only talking about the five that came while the Torah was being given. Rabbi Avo Amar Kilo Hikriv Toda. What is Mesameach Chasan and Kala? It's as if he brought a carbon Toda Shinamar Mivim Toda Beis Hashem. That pasuk of Kol Sasim and Kol Simcha finishes off by saying Mivim Toda Beis Hashem. It's as if you're mak of a carbon Toda to Hashem. That's the schar one gets. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, he says Kilo Bana Achas Mechurvos Mishlaim. It's as if you rebuilt one of the ruins of Yishalayim. Shinamar, it says Ki Ashev Eshvus Haaretz Kivirishona Amar Hashem. So he returned back the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. And now, then the Gemara concludes, we'll finish off with this last piece here. Maybe two more pieces. Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Yir Shemayim, those who have fear of God, Dvar of Nishmam, people will listen to them. Shenemar Sov Dvar Kol, Nishma Sokim, and it's called Nishma, Esokim Yira. So a person who will be listened to, Hakol Nishma, only that person, Etzal Shem Yira, if you fear Hashem, your words will be listened by other people. So my Kizekol Adam, what does it mean, Kizekol Adam, that the last words are, this is the essence of man. Amir Rabbi Elazar, Amir Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol HaOlam Kula Lo Nivra Ela Bishvil Zeh. That the entire world is created simply that we should have fear of Hashem. So if we have this pasuk in mind, the end of Kolos, that Esel Kim Yira Zekol Adam, then we'll understand that purpose in this world is simply to fear Hashem. That's our whole goal. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana Amar Shakol Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kulo. He says, one who fears Shemaim is worth the entire world. And Rabbi Shimon ben Azai Omer, Amila Adusei Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Lo Nivra Ela Litzavos Lizet, all to just get together in order to generate Yir Shemayim. That's the whole function, the whole purpose, whole toelos of this world. And finally, Amr Bichel Bamr Huna, Kol Shiodea Bechaver Shu Rogel Iten Lo Shalom. Anyone who knows, again, these are just random statements made by Rabbi Chelbo, so anyone who's who knows his friends always says hello to him, Yaktim Lo Shalom, you should try to initiate and say the Shalom first to him. Shenamar, Bakeh Shalom Yodfeyu, you should seek out Shalom for those who chase you down. V'mnasan lo, v'lo hichte, if he gives you Shalom and you don't respond Shalom back to him, Nikar Galazan, you stole from him because he gave you Brach of Shalom and you didn't give Shalom back to him, so you just stole from him. Shenamar, Vatem Biartem Akarem Gzeil Ta'ani, V'vatecha. You have a question, David? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, I just wanted to get it.